Lalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Sva Padantikam. It is said in the Puranas, Jayate Janmana Jayate Shudra Samskarad Bhavad Dvija Veda Panta Bhavet Vipro Brahma Janatiti Brahmanaha. That by birth everyone is born Shudra, Janma Jayate Shudra. But by some process of reformation, some purification, then Samskarad Bhavad Dvija, one can become twice born. And after studying the Vedas, when one is twice born, Veda, Panta, Patad, Bhavet, Vipra, then one becomes a learned Vipra, one who understands the import of the Vedas. And by following the Vedas, then one actually becomes a Brahmin. Brahmana, Yatiti, Brahmanaha. So the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to come to the platform of experiencing Krishna, to come to our original platform of transcendental loving relationship with Krishna. But to come to that platform, one has to become purified of material illusion and misconceptions. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mam chayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samititayatan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That one who's fully engaged in devotional service without any deviation at once transcends the three modes of material nature and comes to the level of Brahman. Therefore, in this age, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra without deviation is sufficient to come to the spiritual platform. But in order to help us come to be fully engaged in devotional service, coming to the mode of goodness is necessary. Therefore, deity worship is there in order to regulate one's habits so that they become purified and one can fix one's activities and consciousness completely upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in this age chanting Hare Krishna is sufficient to gain Krishna consciousness, still Rupa Goswami has advised us to engage in deity worship, follow the Pancharatrika Vidhi given by Narada Muni for purification. So part of the purification is initiation, of which Brahminical initiation is actual initiation, whereby one tries to purify his habits so that one is actually on the mode of goodness, not just by having a thread. In India, they have two pice threads. Maybe it's gone up in price. Maybe it's three or four pice now. But having a sacred thread is not the sign of being a Brahmin. Having Brahminical qualities, that's more important. It is said that if one actually has the Brahminical qualities, then he's considered to be a Brahmin, although he may have been born in a lower class. Therefore, Ita Kanchana Nam Vidhi. It is said by Sanatana Goswami that just like bell metal can be turned to gold by the addition of mercury in an alchemical process, so similarly, a person, although they may have been born in the lower modes of nature, by the proper reformation under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, they can be made into a Brahmin. Therefore, there's a story of one person who went to become initiated by one elevated spiritual master, and he asked him, before I initiate you, I should know who your father is. So he asked his mother, he said, my dear mother, can you tell me who my father was? And she said, well, I don't really know. You know, I serve so many men, and I don't really know. So he went back and told him, he said, my mother says she doesn't know who my father was. So he said, you must be a Brahmin, because only a Brahmin would be so truthful. So then he gave him initiation. On the other hand, we know the story of sometimes very so-called elevated Brahmins, but because they were puffed up, they're actually not very elevated. Prabhupada tells the story of Narada Muni, how he was traveling one day, and he came to one Brahmin, and the Brahmin asked him, "My dear Narada Muni, when you go to Vaikuntha, please ask Lord Narayan, when will I go back to the spiritual world?" So then he also met one cobbler, who also asked him when he'd go back to the spiritual world. So when Narada Muni was in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, he asked Lord Narayan when the Brahmin and when the cobbler would go back to the spiritual world. And Lord Narayan said, "The Brahmin won't come back for a long time. Who knows? And the cobbler, he'll come back in this very life." So when he went back, and before he left, Lord Narayan said, "If they ask you what I was doing, please tell them that I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle." When he went back, Narada Muni saw the Brahmin, and the Brahmin said, "My dear Narada Muni, I am sure Lord Narayan is very anxious to see me so I can purify his Vaikuntha planet. So please tell me, when will I go back to the spiritual world?" And Narada Muni said, "Well, Lord Narayan couldn't really figure it out. He didn't really know when you would ever come back." So he said, "How is this possible?" And he said, "Well, tell me, what was Lord Narayan doing when you saw him?" So Narada Muni said, "Oh, he was threading an elephant through an eye of a needle." So the Brahmin said, "Ah, bah, humbug. This is not possible that you could have seen Lord Narayan. You must have been intoxicated." So then he met the cobbler, and the cobbler asked him, "When will I see Lord Narayan?" And Lord Narada Muni said, "Oh, in this very lifetime you'll see Lord Narayan." And then the cobbler said, "Well, what was my lord doing when you saw him?" And Narada Muni said, "He was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle." So the cobbler became very jubilant and said, "Oh, how great is my lord?" So he said, "What? What do you mean, how great is your lord? How can you believe that Lord Narayan was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle?" So the Brahmin said, "My dear Narada Muni, my lord has created a huge banyan tree from a little seed. Just see, on this tree there are hundreds and thousands of little banyan trees, all in this one little, in these little seeds. So if he can put a whole tree in a little seed, why couldn't he thread a little elephant through the eye of a needle?" So his realization of Lord Narayan, of Krishna, was based upon practical experience. He had actually come to the real mode of goodness, in which there was real knowledge about Krishna and freedom from anxiety. On the other hand, a so-called Brahmin, unless he becomes a devotee of Krishna, he should be considered to be less than a Shudra. But to come to this platform, there are certain qualities, as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Sama dhammas tapaso jam shantir arjavam evaja jnanam vijnanam asti jam brahma karma savavajam. So one should try to become clean, try to become sense and mind controlled, to become tolerant, to become simple, to become learned in the scriptures, to be religious. And in this way, by trying to acquire brahminical qualities, one purifies oneself and one is able to appreciate more and more the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he gave the holy name. Although the holy name is sufficient to elevate us, still one should try to create an atmosphere in which the holy name can be appreciated to the highest degree. So therefore, brahminical initiation is given so that one can engage in worship of the deities, which means to live not only in the mode of goodness, but transcendental goodness, and therefore become qualified to enter into the spiritual world, even in this lifetime. So, Hare Krishna.